This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. We are studying Paul's letter to the Romans, and we are Romans chapter 4, and I'm going to read verses 13 to 16. For the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void, and the promise made of none effect. Because the law worketh wrath. For where no law is, there is no transgression. Therefore it is of faith, that it might be by grace, to the end that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. We saw last time that Paul was teaching the Jews that the promise of justification by faith was to Gentiles as well as the Jews. And he proved this by pointing out that Abraham was an example, for he was justified before he was circumcised. Now he continues here in Romans 4, and he says, for the promise. Now notice the connecting word here, for. Paul is building logically, and when we see these connecting words, Paul is building on one thought after another. The promise that Abraham should be the heir of the world is a reference to the blessing that God gave Abraham when he said that all nations will be blessed in him. That was a promise. Galatians says that we who believe are Abraham's seed, as well as those who are believing Jews. So Abraham is both physical and spiritual seed. This promise is not through the law. Why? Because under the law, man was a total failure, and when Israel failed, God brought about his wrath. They went into captivity, they were driven from their land, and many other punishments took place. This is proof that under law, man only demonstrated their transgressions. And with that, with a transgression, God's wrath met it. The word transgression means to step over a boundary. It's different than the word sin. The law set up boundaries, and we will see in Romans 5 that Adam and Israel are examples of stepping over boundaries that God set up. But from Adam to Moses, people did not sin like Adam or Israel because they did not have the law. We'll get into this more later. So to introduce law to the promise is to nullify faith and promise. Because if the promise is based on man's ability to keep the law, man would have faith in his own ability rather than God's, and the transgression of the law would nullify the promise. In other words, under law, man cannot become justified as God promised to Abraham. For this reason, the promise to bless all nations, or justify them by faith, is on the faith principle. Why? So that it might be by grace. Faith and grace give all the glory to the ability and faithfulness of God. And what is the goal? That the promise might be sure to all the seed, both Jews and Gentiles. Now notice that faith and grace bring assurance. The law brings unassurance. Man is never sure when he is depending upon his own ability, but grace brings assurance because you're depending on the faithfulness of God. Paul said this regarding the Thessalonians in chapter 1, verse 5 of the letter he wrote to them. He said, our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance. Paul's message of grace brings assurance. Are you sure? If you're not, you're either listening to the wrong message or you're not trusting the right one. Do you have assurance or are you doubting? Simply believe that God, through the work of his Son, has justified you. Just believe it and let that aura surround you. And the great thing is this, that the more you bask in that aura, the more you will love and want to please your Heavenly Father. Not to become his child, but because you already are his child. Rejoice, my friend. Rejoice, children of Abraham. You are justified, and we have faith in the accomplishments of Christ and none in our own. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com.